West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Cheerio.
Yes, it's about time that you open the mind to the Lord.
Oh, my God, here he is.
I have to say, because I'm going to set you straight tonight. I have a few things to say, and I know you have been keeping me out here.
I have a few things I want to say to you, too. I've been hearing from your aunt or some relation of yours by email, and they've been downright absolutely insulting emails.
He is a disciple of mine, and I will not, since I will not dirty myself by getting on the devil's eye, the pornography machine.
That's a disciple of yours?
She works for me.
Yeah, I knew
She's a disciple of me.
Yeah.
Yes, Edna Pringle.
Edna Pringle.
You leave her alone. You've been sending her.
I'm objecting. I'm telling you, Edna's emails are very insulting.
Well,
and I do believe that I'm sure that Edna is connected genetically to you without question.
How dare you insult my family's genetic lineage? Well, you're trying to get me off on a Darwinism path, and I'm not going there. I have a few things to set straight tonight that the Lord has brought down to me to command to tell you a few things.
Edna's just as
I want to start with that
missing
that
a card as you are.
Excuse me?
I said Edna's just as much missing a card out of the deck as you are.
Well, that all depends on your point of view, which is the point of view of the devil, and that sent before us. God has not given up on us. God is angry.
How do you know my point of view is that of the devil? How do you know that?
Well, when you happen to have direct communications with the Lord, you know a few things. Okay, Mr. Bell?
So you're telling me that God,
get to my point.
God has told you this personally. Is that right, you and Edna?
Your God, my God, the God of the universe, yes.
Communicates.
He has confided in me. I'm God's general in the war against pornography, which is what I want to touch upon tonight.
The man, by the way, it calls himself J.C. You didn't even give your name.
Do I have to give my name? J.C.
No.
Webster III.
Yeah, yeah.
Now listen to me.
I'm listening.
I want to talk about the porno industry.
Why?
That is responsible for the atrocities in Iraq. And I'm going to tell you why.
What?
The reason they're responsible, they are the ones who need to be held responsible, not our brave men and women in our glorious administration. It is the pornography industry that has filled their minds with debauchery and perversion that brought them. And it's another reason why we shouldn't have women in combat, because they go completely mad. And those porno pictures that we saw coming out of Iraq, not that those people didn't deserve it,
but
they were influenced. They were polluted by the porno industry. It is their fault. We want to hang a hook on it, someone. It is the porno industry.
Somebody ought to hang you on a hook. You know what? Where do you come up with a connection between the porno industry and the war in Iraq?
Well, did you take a look at those pictures?
Yeah.
They looked pretty pornographic to me.
Well, they looked...
I'm talking about the so-called abuses at the prison.
But the pornographic...
They looked more like a porno party to me, like a frat party.
Well...
And it's because the minds of our soldiers, our brave men and women, have been polluted by the Hollywood filth, the sewer that is Hollywood, which is pouring its pornography out into the culture with Marilyn Manson and all the other pornographers that are out there. That's the majority of my time is spent fighting pornography.
You know, as hyped up as you get about stuff, I'm frankly surprised you're still alive. I wondered what happened to you. Now, I kept hearing from Edna. Really vicious emails, I might add, again. But, I mean, here you are.
Because your listeners have sent nothing but pornography to her email address.
Oh, is that right?
Ever since the posting.
Well, maybe it has something to do with Edna's attitude, like yours.
Well, Edna's a good lady who knows her place, who walks behind the man and keeps her mouth shut. More women need to get in the kitchen and off the battlefield. We wouldn't be having atrocities and humiliations like that. And they're trying to pin it on our wonderful administration, the administration that God put
I
in
hope
there.
That Edna is listening to this right now.
Edna is in the other room. What she has been told. I have told her she is, in fact, Edna right now is finishing up some of the dishes from the compound.
And when Edna's done with that, Edna's going to finish you up, J.C.
What? I don't know what you are trying to insinuate there, but Edna is a godly woman. But I will not touch the filth internet, the filth devil's eye computer. I allow her
to do it for you.
Woman,
so you direct her, one of your minion, to do your dirty work. That's nice.
Listen, the internet is basically a pornography machine. It's the devil's playground.
Yeah,
What we have to do is have to fight him on his own territory, but I'm not going to sully myself and dirty myself.
So you mean you wouldn't even put your hands on a keyboard?
I will not put my hands on a computer keyboard.
You will not embrace a Pentium chip with love and tenderness.
I don't know what that is, but I do know that women were commissioned by God to do the lowly work in this world.
Yes.
And that is something that Edna needs to do. And that's another thing I want to get back to, is the fact that women need to know the role. When we let women and homosexuals
Edna's going to take care of you.
Excuse me?
I said Edna's going to take care of you. Your fate is sealed. When Edna, I'm surprised Edna hasn't come in from the other room and laid one of those frying pans right across your no doubt bald in the head.
Let me tell you something. Oh, you constantly advocate violence.
That was not advocating violence. That was being surprised that it hasn't occurred yet.
What hasn't occurred?
That she hadn't come in there and flatten you with a frying pan.
Why would she want to do something like that?
For what you just said about women.
Her wretched self.
For
I'm the one
her wretched
her
self?
Salvation.
Her wretched self?
That's right. I saved her from the boiling pits of sewage, where all of your listeners are going, by the way.
Yeah.
I wanted all of your weak-willed, degenerate, decadent European listeners.
That does it. That's it. Well, there's a voice from the past. He hadn't been around in a while. Edna, he's all yours, baby.